The Times really liked you that season. There was a match on the 31st of October at Oxford, an 8-6 win for Gloucester.
Tries,
yeah. You scored both the tries.
Yeah.
And it said the first with a joyful drive, a joyful dive worthy of the Fijians. And the second from a kick ahead, as you mentioned.
Yeah, that was a kick ahead.
And it said to crown a fine display.
Yeah.
That was obviously a great game for you, that one.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it was one of the only times, believe it or not, that Gloucester actually went to Ilfley Road and won.
Mm. Yeah, because it was very rare.
Yeah, because I think more that the fact that although Gloucester used to take them apart at front, but with them being all young boys, students, they used to probably run Gloucester, you know, a bit ragged.
Yeah.
They ended up with 14 early on. I know that, and that made a difference. And I always remember at the end of it, there was two brothers playing, Carroll, and one of them was the fullback and captain. He didn't shake my hand at the end of the game. But I know they were winding us up, which didn't go down well. I think they were 5-3 up, with not long to go. And there was a scrum probably in our half, because you know, I know that's where the move started from. And saying, you know, basically, you know, 5-3, just rubbing it in that way. And it didn't go down very well when I scored, or we scored, to win the game. Because again, we used to play them not long before the varsity match. So it was a big stepping stone for them as well to see what they were going to be going into the varsity match with.
Yeah, it was. And of course, those were the days when Oxbridge recruited rugby players.
Yeah.
You know, if you had a good rugby pedigree, you had only had to have a couple of A-levels of anything.
I'm not sure there's any real names I can remember who went on from there, certainly from the Oxford side. I don't know, there's nothing, you know, because I know later on you had Andrew and people like that, Rob Andrew, but I can't think of anything in those days, but I was more concentrating on what Gloucester were doing and where they were going.
Yeah. Yeah, but they did have Laidlaw playing for them at that time, didn't they?
Was that the Scottish?
Yeah.
Right. No, I think I didn't know that at that time.
Yeah.
I actually played a trial with Laidlaw, I think. Yeah.
I think that was the following season, wasn't it? He played the Scottish trial.
And that was a disaster season for me, because that was the year we went on to win the cup, and again started inside somewhere along the line. We went to Bath for the first game, and something always sticks in my mind with that game. It was a, you know, typical Bath night down there with mud everywhere, and the referee had sent Mike Nichols off on the last game of the tour when we went to Plymouth, and it ended up that he was the referee on this game. And Peter Ford was running the touch, I'm pretty certain of that. And at half time, I think it was either 6-0 or 6-3, and he came on to tell us the rules, that if we ended in a draw, or you know, what happens if, because we didn't know. And in the little, because they didn't go off in those days like they do now. It was all in the middle of the park. You had your oranges and water and your cussing and your swearing. And he came on, and somebody asked about it, and he said, you know, he went on tries, conversions, etc., etc. So that stuck in my mind for a later date that year. Anyway, we got through. It was a bit of a struggle, but we got through. And then we went on to Bristol and literally hammered them. Not so much in the score, but physically. It was a real battering for them. And we really came out, you know, on top that night. And then, as far as my season went, it went from bad to worse then. I got dropped the previous game. It was Saracens, and I got dropped. And then I played for United, and I got straight back in to that cup game. But then come up to Christmas, that was when I ended up with a couple of Scottish trials. I had a back injury and I struggled on, and when I went to the first trial, probably shouldn't have done, but like with the county, you've got to take the chance while you can. So I took the chance and it didn't pay off.
What it was actually like there, you were only just out of your teens.
Yeah.
And going up to Scotland, playing at Meadowbank.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I had a letter from Scottish RFU, because again, as I said earlier, there was a toss-up between England and Scotland. England, somebody approached me after, it was either a game, it might have been the Cornwall game I mentioned earlier, or it was a game at King's Home. And when I looked at what was about, which I didn't know, but I was always going to plump for Scotland, because that was, you know, where I was born, and that's what I wanted. And I had this letter saying that a little bird had mentioned to one of the selectors, well, the only little bird I could think of was Tom Durkin. He was the club doctor then, a Scotsman. And he was one of the ones who pioneered, I think, first aid in teams like Gloucester. Mm-hmm. We had facilities second to none at that time. Anyway, I had this invitation, as they called it then, was the Anglo-Scots. And I'd never been on a plane before, but flew out to Edinburgh, met up with two or three others on the plane, who I didn't know. I think they were from London Scottish at the time. And we played as the Meadowbank, which the year previous, I think, I'm not 100% sure, but that was where the Commonwealth Games was held. Yeah. So it was quite a newish stadium. But if you think of what they're talking about, the new Olympic Stadium, you got the pitch in the middle and the
running
got,
track.
Yeah, so we were quite away from the crowd. Yeah. What crowd there was. Only two things I really remember about the game. A guy called Irvin, who played fullback, I think, for them.
Andy Irvin,
yeah. And secondly, he was abandoned just after the second or partway through the second half. It was a blizzard. And talk about freezing. I mean, we were playing in this, you know, ankle deep in mud. It was snowing, the wind was blowing. And then they called it off. I think we may have been winning, I don't know, it wasn't much. But there was virtually no score in the game. But it got abandoned. And I think I went back on the sleeper that night to King's Cross and then back to Gloucester. Then later, I'd say I was suffering with this back injury, and I got called up for the first Scottish trial then. And again, I'm pretty sure Irving was on the wing and I was fullback. But, as I say, how things worked out, it didn't work out for me. That was apart from the one game when I came back over at St Taylor's Boxing Day, I didn't play again virtually for that season. And like before, you think, well, you're going to get another chance. Mm. But it never happened. Mm. So, you know, it was a great opportunity. Could say it was opportunity missed, but who knows. But yeah, to go up there and... we went away, we met at the hotel just above Waverley Station and then shipped off to this training camp somewhere. I couldn't sleep much at all, really. It was a wind that night. And we had to train the following morning before the game. And I could feel I was just suffering, you know, because they were putting a few up and making you stretch for it. Like, I really did have a particularly good game. I think it was Colin Telfer was the outside half, and again he was another one like Terry Opson and Bobby there put him up and they come down with some force, and the only other thing I remember that I got kicked in the head part way through the second half, and but survived it, but never had another chance, although they did come down, but they came down to watch me before then in between. I can't remember who was playing. I think it was Oxford University at King's Home. They came down to watch and saw me afterwards, and you know, the next thing then I got the two invites. Mm-hmm. So, which again, part of what I think, you know, was part of playing for Gloucester. And extremely proud of it, and as I say, some things don't work out. Nice to get there, but shame didn't make it. So and the other one was Ian McGeeken was outside half, both of the games I played, that's Sir Ian McGeeken then.
Yeah.
And Lewis Dick, who came to Gloucester, and again, he played on the wing. I think we were in the whites, not in so much in that game, I don't know. But in the full trial, he was on the wing.
That was a good Anglo-Scots side you played for. Yeah. Dick on one wing, Bigger on the other. Yeah. Ian McGee in it outside half. McHarg at lock.
Yeah.
Good side.
Yeah. Mm. Arthur Brown was a fullback then for Scotland. Mm-hmm. And Andy Irving played on the wing. Yeah. That was early December, I think. And then I came off against Obrich and Taylors. And I never played then for the rest of the season. May have come back right at the end. Probably just prior to the cup, but there was no chance, you know, I was going to ever get a look in there, in the sense that I wasn't fit enough, even if I'd have been good enough. And the side was settled by then. But to be part of it, one of the 22, in a great sort of honour for Gloucester. Mm. And yeah. So another memorable day. My eldest, he was born the night before, and of course it was a panic of. Well, he wasn't obviously due that day, but to enter the labour the day before the final. And anyway, I caught the United bus the following morning. I rushed up to the hospital and say hello and goodbye. And we stayed the night with the team. And went disastrous bit of boating on the Sunday morning at Henley. Didn't go too much in that either. And then I think we stopped at Newbury on the way back lunchtime, because we did have a choice of either going there or going. I think it was Middlesex. To Gloucestershire invited us to cricket. Anyway, somebody rigged the vote, and we ended up coming back. Anyway, they all came back to my place, nearly all the team. And I remember Jim Jerry going through the fridge and ended up making a curry with everything that was left. And then where I was living before, there was a green at the front, and we ended up playing, you know, before we went off to York House, which was run by John Brain's dad at the time. Mm-hmm. So we ended up there, and saw another sort of longish night. Yeah, so it sticks in my mind, the actual date. More because of my son being born, but it always reflects on the date that, you know, Gloucester went on to win the cup. And again, as you know, we got a real slate in for that. But we didn't care.
But cause for celebration in all directions.
It was one of those, you know, magical times that to be part of a club like that. Mm. And in fact, all four games were away, you know. Oh, and going back to what I said about, I remember what, if the game ended in a draw, when we went to Coventry, we didn't actually win the game. Technically, it was 6-6, and all people were looking around and this, that, and the other. And I was jumping up and down, and I jumped over onto the pitch and what's the matter with him? Because I knew that we, you know, it was all penalties, and I knew we got through. So, you know, but obviously the other game of that year was when they beat London Welsh, which was outstanding. And went to that one and in the stand there. But I think we went up on the train, the United players, and met up with the team, and then I think we all came back on the same coach. But again, you know, that particular year for that was, you know, really, really special.
Yeah.
And to be one of so many, so few. So, yeah. And we were all presented with a cap for that at the club at a later date, which obviously I've still got. Being the national archive, and it's a shame that it no longer exists. The you know, the cup competitions now, the way professional side has gone.
Yeah. Well, I guess the Anglo Welsh Cup now is the closest.
Successor,
isn't it? Yeah. I guess actually you were quite unused to watching Gloucester as well, because I suppose with playing at school and the old Centralians, you hadn't even watched Gloucester match as a lad.
Nope. Only that year, the only time you could go and watch was midweek, because they had a midweek game. And I actually had my name in the programme early that year. I won four cans of beer on a lucky programme number. And I got my name on a programme there, and that was earlier, obviously, 69. Yeah. So before I actually got in the team, yeah. It was part of the ritual around the city, really, that the only way you could watch was a midweek game.
Mm.
And that's where you had more rugby players through the local area down at King's Own watching there on a Wednesday, and occasionally if it was another night, but usually it was a Wednesday. Oh, it was a real busy time, you know. I mean, we used to train on a Monday, I used to train at Old Sense on a Tuesday, play Wednesday, train Thursday, Friday off, and when I got to the county, then you play Saturday, and then when I was in the county, you have to go down to Bristol to train.
Mm.
So it was like 6 days. What do you think? You know, what they probably get paid now, I wouldn't change it for the world. But that was, you know, and I couldn't even drive, so I always had to get a lift.
Yeah.
But, yeah.